The Clemson Tigers and Alabama Crimson Tide will play in the final college football game of the season Monday night. We've seen this before. This is the third time in 4 years the teams have faced each other for the national championship. And if you'd like to go to the game, you're in luck. Ticket prices are falling fast. They're now hundreds of dollars lower than usual for a game of this caliber. Let's take a look with Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
So money in a minute. First, the game itself. In the 2015 season, Alabama beat Clemson. In 2016, Clemson knocked off Alabama. So who has the edge this season?
Yeah, and let's also mention that last year when Alabama made the championship game, but Clemson did it, it was because they beat Clemson in the semifinals. So this is a quite familiar matchup, and I would say do not bet against the Crimson Tide. Each of these teams, so as we've documented, this is a familiar rivalry. But that doesn't mean all the players have played each other. And in fact, neither of the quarterbacks have faced the other team. And in Alabama, you have the runner-up for the Heisman, Tua Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa. And he's amazing. He very well could have won the Heisman. And he's been dissecting defenses. On the other side of the ball, you have a young kid, Trevor Lawrence. I'll read from his Wikipedia page. Lawrence is regarded as the best quarterback prospect ever. And it's on Wikipedia. And, you know, someone from, I don't know, Florida State or South Carolina would have jumped on to correct it if it weren't true. So these are great quarterbacks on the field. I do think Alabama and their defense have the edge.
So you're making it sound pretty good. So why then have ticket prices for the game in Santa Clara fallen so much lower than they usually would for this kind of championship game? A face value ticket of nearly $500 is now selling in some cases for the price of a good dinner for two with drinks and dessert.
Really? I think a good dinner for two goes for $600, but I live in New York City. I would say it is just that. It is the familiarity. But also, don't discount the fact that this game is in Santa Clara in Northern California. You know, and in the past, the last time they met, they were in Florida. So Alabama, South Carolina, these are states that abut Georgia, which abuts Florida. A lot easier to get to. Maybe the casual non-diehard for either of these teams will stay home and watch the game on television or, you know, go in for that cheaper than face value couple hundred dollar ticket.
So there was some angst among college football fans leading up to this game about how uneven the semifinals were. Clemson destroyed Notre Dame 30-3. Alabama blew out Oklahoma. Is there something, and there's been a lot of talk of this, of course, over the years, is there something still wrong with how college football playoffs are structured?
We have a two-game sample size, and this is the great thing about college football is they don't. It's great for arguing. They play very few games. Then you could argue about everything. You could argue about who deserves in. You could argue about how many teams a championship round should consist of. The argument before this week was that number 3 and 4 teams, Oklahoma and Notre Dame, weren't as good as some of the other contenders, teams like Washington and Georgia. But in their bowl games, those two teams seemed awful. So then I was heard it said, oh, we don't need to expand to 8 teams in a playoffs. We just need 2 teams. But they're retrofitting their design of the playoff or an ideal design of the playoff, which probably has to be announced a couple years in advance, how many rounds you're going to have. They're retrofitting it to the perceived number of good teams this year. And what happens if Alabama goes out and blows out Clemson or the other way around? Do we argue we shouldn't have had a championship game at all?
By the way, do you think this game is not going to be sold out?
I think it will be sold out because, you know, for $200, you get to see Alabama play Clemson again.
So let's pivot then from college football to pro. The playoffs schedule is set. The wild card games start this weekend. What storylines are you watching for the postseason?
Well, if you want to talk about Clemson, Deshaun Watson was their quarterback a couple years ago, and he's the quarterback of the Houston Texans. And they have an interesting team. They're probably the best team in the AFC that didn't earn a bye, but they have a terrible line. And Deshaun Watson likes to run around a lot. He actually set the record for quarterback getting sacked the most times for a team that made the playoffs. So I'll be watching them. Another good team in the AFC is the San Diego Chargers. They did not earn the bye. And over in the NFC, you know, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year with Nick Foles. This year, Carson Wentz, who is their starter, got hurt again. Nick Foles took over again, and he's in the playoffs again. They're playing the Bears. That should be, I don't know if it should be a good game. If you look on paper, the Bears are favored by the most points of any team playing this weekend, but it's Nick Foles and the Eagles. Have we not learned that there's some magic there?
Just about a minute left. Mike Pesca, I wonder if you can talk about some of the questionable decisions that coaches have made at the end of the pro season, including the decision by Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin to bench star Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
To put him off to the side because he didn't show up for practice before Sunday's game. What do you think of that?
I don't think that was questionable. I think it's very hard when you're dealing with the best player on your team. And I know Ben Roethlisberger will probably make the Hall of Fame, the quarterback, and he's very important. But Antonio Brown is the most talented player on that team. And the phrase, quit on the team, that's something sports talk radio throws out there. But he seems very upset. He wasn't showing up to practices. That could be because of injury. But then showing up late and having your agent call to say that you're not going to make game time walkthroughs, it's horrible for a large football organization. Tomlin had to do something. Would not be surprised if the Steelers cut bait with possibly the most talented wide receiver in football because of this.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. Thank you very much, Mike.
Welcome.